Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. In about an hour, we're going to do the Bay Club check-in. We're highlighting capeless heroes today, people who are out on the front line. And it is a gorgeous day outside my window. I hope it's, I guess the city would be the only place, maybe it would be a little foggy. Is it nice out there too?
It's super sunny out there.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. It's a perfect day.
Clear skies.
All right, here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Clear skies, day inside though.
Yeah.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Remember when you post on your social media to use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. We also want you to text us directly at 800-400-3697 because we love to stay connected with you that way as well. All right, here's what's happening. The shelter-in-place order has been extended. This news broke yesterday, so it looks like Gavin Newsom and other local health officials are telling residents that we've done a great job, but it is not yet time to restart the economy as we need to buckle down and continue at least until June.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, I know. So we are for sure getting all of May indoors. So... we've seen good results, though, as I look at a story in the Chronicle. The headline is, Bay Area hospitalizations hit the lowest point since data was available. And that was in yesterday's, what's today's date? Yeah, yesterday afternoon. So that's the latest count. I don't know. You know, the problem with all this is we keep hearing that they can't really keep count and there's not enough testing to know the for sure numbers. So I don't mean to contradict the story I'm telling you. I just, you know, it's hard to decide if that's a true stat or a hopeful stat.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And it seems like every source I look at, there's things are a little, it's hard to reconcile everything. It's just, you're getting different reports everywhere.
So, anyway, there's that. That is some good news. New Zealand wants you to know they've crushed this thing.
Oh, good. Good for you.
They've crushed it. It's gone. It's over. They've eliminated COVID-19 after weeks of lockdown. They had a very strict lockdown. If you don't know New Zealand, from what I've heard, and this could just be one of those dumb myths, but I've heard there's more sheep than humans.
Yeah.
Have you heard that too?
Yes.
You think that's true?
I think it is true. I think they say they have like 100 million sheep and, you know, 20 million people or something. It's crazy.
After weeks of total lockdown, New Zealand has achieved its ambitious goal of eliminating the coronavirus. They're not celebrating yet.
Are they letting anybody in?
I think there's a middle finger at their airport, you know, saying, don't try it. Don't land here.
All the rich people who have bunkers there who weren't there before the lockdown are shut out. Can't come here. You might have it.
They say it does give us confidence that we've achieved our goal of elimination, which never meant zero, but it does mean we know where our cases are and where they're coming from. So that's good.
It is good. Bryn, you look interested. Did you look up the number of the head count of sheep and people in New Zealand? Is
that... I didn't, but I'll do that.
Yeah. Be interested to know how many people live there. It's a big island, you know.
People are booking flights again, weirdly.
Really?
They're already getting ready to get... Well, look, you're sitting at home. One of the problems, I was saying this to you the other day, we already order too much online to begin with. We're used to just being able to go, Amazon, new coffee pot. Read what the specifics are about it. Looks good to me. Just click, send, it's on its way. Turns out that's not a single cup maker. That's a tea. That's hot water.
Like, yeah.
Read the thing, for crying out loud. And now we order everything. Why wouldn't you be thinking, well, I got a credit for the flight I had to cancel. I guess I'll rebook. I'm sitting here.
This has to end sometime.
My mind is wandering. I've got to do something to fill this emptiness.
Inside. Oh,
right,
Vinny. Sure.
Oh, it's not.
You've got some airline credits you're gonna have to use.
I do, but I'm busy enough, I'm pretty maxed out. You'd think that that's not possible, but it is.
Mm.
Although I got a video of my kids singing.
Where
yesterday.
Is it?
No,
Put
this
it
was
up.
A new one. This was a new one. So yesterday, my shift begins a little early, like 9:45 yesterday, and she's just watching Frozen and singing with her I guess the arms wide open when you sing thing is a natural state. Like, I don't know where she would have gotten it from.
To shine your light.
She's just letting it rip, arms
Good
wide
for
open.
Her.
It was amazing.
Let
yeah.
It go, I'll, let it go.
I'll try to get the video edited so you can just see the instead
don't
of
even
the,
edit it. Just throw the thing
minutes,
up there.
It's 3 minutes, Sarah.
Put it on IGTV. You don't have to. Just watch the first minute. And if you want more, you can click on the little thing at the bottom.
I'll try to get that up.
Before we get too far away from New Zealand, I want to know the population and the population of sheep.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's gone down a bunch. It used to have 20 sheep per person. Now it's 5.6 sheep. For
oh, is
person.
That all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
I see.
It's gone down a bunch.
Hmm. So do we have the counts?
Oh, of what?
Like, how many people live there? How many sheep?
Oh, crap.
I don't know. Although it's good. You know, 5 sheep per person sounds a little more reasonable than 20. You know, each person has to be a shepherd and have its own flock.
As people are beginning to book new flights, it looks like JetBlue's become the first U.S. airline to say, you will wear a face mask on our planes.
Oh, boy, really?
For the entire trip.
Oh, yikes.
So that is the new normal. Face masks and other face coverings beginning May 4th. Wait a minute. Yep.
Next week.
Yeah. So May 4th is Monday.
Well, that's what we're all going to be doing.
Well, here's the thing. Remember right after 9/11, everyone was like, you can't even let someone... What's those things that... The face coverings that...
Hijab?
Yeah, whatever they're called, that women would wear as part of their traditional outfit.
Right.
And people were freaking. Like, you can't... We need to be able to see. Now, no one's going to be seen.
Right. Now we need to look to the people who wear those. How do I do that?
So, wow, what a... Oof. So, yeah, you'll be required to wear a mask, and it looks like... let me get the... Air Asia has debuted their new flight attendant uniforms, and they're basically hazmat suits.
Oh!
And I'm guessing that will spread as well.
Yeah, those are people who are in contact with people from all over the world all day long.
If you work in a plane daily... You're going to want as much coverage as you can possibly get, I would think, anyway. So,
all right. So if I'm headed to New Zealand, how many people can I run into and infect with my coronavirus?
So there's 4.8 million people.
That's it? There's only 4.8 million people in the whole of New Zealand?
That's less than the Bay Area.
That's the population. And I didn't look at how many sheep. I just times it by 5.
All right.
Just 5 for every person.
Like 20 million.
24
sheep.
Million. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
One last... coronavirus tidbit. A woman without a mask, allegedly, they say this was in Washington, D.C., at a local Walmart. She was in an elevator and didn't want anyone to come in. She was apparently feeling like they were going to get her sick, so she pepper sprayed them.
That's extreme. Extreme!
The woman was trying to keep other people off an elevator at the Walmart.
Oh.
tried to close the door. Another woman tried to get in, and she was pepper sprayed. They even she even got the security guard. Oh. And they're saying everyone was crying. They all got pepper sprayed. They all are there crying. And the person who did it, they didn't even, they say this person was just scared they were going to get coronavirus.
Yeah, she shouldn't be in a Walmart. Let's start there. Like, stop right. it. You can't be out in the world and then be pepper spraying people so that they don't get in an elevator with you.
Security held the woman for the police, but she wasn't arrested or even charged. Even the victim declined treatment.
Wow.
So I don't get that. If you pepper sprayed me, I would absolutely.
You're in trouble.
Well, since I can't just punch you without right. having that land back on me, I guess I'm going to press charges.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
Brent?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, that's right. No punching.
Stay right. No head kicking.
No physical
contact. No karate chopping.
I don't want no trouble. How am I in trouble? I got pepper sprayed and I'm in trouble?
I just started flailing wildly. It's not my fault she walked into my hand. God. She's so stupid.
Mother's Day is a couple weeks away, everyone. Oh, here's right. your tip off. It's the 10th of May. It's a Sunday. And so you've got... Well, you got less than 2 weeks to get yourself, get stuff ordered up and have it sent directly to her house since you can't see her. Unless, of course, she's with you now, right?
Yep. I see her all the time. I just want to, my gift to her is I'm leaving.
Let's see here. 400 moms were polled. They like gift cards. That's a top, well, that's the number one thing.
Oh, well.
Flowers, personal care items, housewares, including small appliances and decorative stuff, clothing. Boy, no, moms are not asking for masks.
That's weird.
Clothing, tickets to an event. That just make happen. Sure it's far enough out in the future that
yes.
we'll actually be able to go.
Yeah, the only thing I really like on Mother's Day is I do like breakfast in bed. I like to sleep in and have, you know, when it hasn't happened in a few years, but when the kids were little, they'd make, you know, John would make smiley face pancakes and, you know, raspberry eyes, and it's cute. I like
so
that.
They don't do that anymore?
Nah, you know, and I'm kind of over it. We don't do a lot of, you know, like I get a card, which is all I really want. Just your thoughts written down nicely. Thank you so much. They know that.
All right.
I mean, you know it too. I'm always saying that's all I really want. A handwritten letter.
Right. I'll hire Vaughn to write your yeah. Mother's Day
Vaughn
card.
Vaughn has crushed it a couple years in a row.
Vaughn is
amazing.
He wrote
me a freaking rap song, for God's sake.
I miss awesome. That guy.
I know. I miss him. I miss going to work.
I've stayed in touch with him a little bit, but I guess I need to write him again this week. I haven't this week, but so
I
far he seems to be doing well. I haven't seen any posts lately, though. Have you?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I'll check in with him today. What's my time like? Oh, I better do some texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So check us out over there. 800-400-3697. Hey. Hi, Sarah. You inspired me to start sewing masks for my friends and family. Is there a particular sewing machine that you would recommend? I am new to sewing and just have a little cheap one.
Oh.
But would like to start getting more serious. Thanks.
So I use Brother machines, and I will say that I have a Brother PC420. They don't even make them anymore, but if you can find a refurbished one, you can get it for less money, and they're great. I absolutely love my Brother machine. You can also get a Brother 210, which is much like the 420, but without all the bells and whistles at the end. Vinny actually stood up and walked away during
well,
that
no,
segment.
No, no. My wife has a Brother as well. I am in her office
yes.
/ sewing room. So as we're talking about this, I'm looking at hers, also made by a company called Brother.
Yeah, Brother is great. And they're just little workhorses, and I can't
this
say enough about them.
It appears to be an XM2701.
Not familiar with it. I'm sure it's amazing, though, if it's a Brother machine.
I think it's an entry level.
Oh.
I think my mom bought it for her.
Oh. Well, listen, I mean, you know, you actually don't need a great Mondo machine for what most of us do at our homes. If you're going to try and sew leather or you're doing thick seams and stuff, you might want something a little more heavy duty, but you know, an entry-level machine is often all you need. Change your needle a lot. A lot of people, you know, that's your machine's having a hard time getting through fabric. Just because your needle, you know.
Is that a difficult thing?
No.
Oh.
Right. Unscrew, pull it out, toss it, put the new one in, tighten it up.
Let's see here. So I guess no Cinco de Mayo secret show? No.
No. Looks like we're not doing that.
Taking temps at my medical site for all employees, doctors, and patients while listening to Alice Radio. Thanks for making me laugh in hard times like these.
Well, thanks for listening in hard times like these.
Yeah, thanks for doing your work.
Because traffic is no longer existent, so we need to get our listeners wherever we can. Stream us all day.
Radio.com. People are out more now, though. I think the itch, and this is part of the problem, we saw it over the weekend with everyone hitting the beach. The itch has hit people where they're like, okay, I've hit my maximum hiding in house time limit, and I'm going to find ways to get out.
Try to have that itch hit between 5:45 and 10 a.m. if you could.
Sure, right.
That's when we really could use you in your car.
Right.
There's some pretty specific hours. Because
it's totally about us.
Well, yeah, you didn't know. Obviously.
Right.
Hello.
Duh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I get a little bit of music news, but I have some fun stuff too and some real estate, which of course I love after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.